This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Osman. This beautiful day in May, we now have the pleasure of speaking to the Minister for Equality, Vicky. Welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Hi, Nevena. How are you going?
Doing excellent, thank you. And what is the latest in our wonderful equality portfolio?
Well, we've got a good budget that's just been delivered, and we're continuing to fund the programs that we have been funding, which is great news, particularly when it comes to programs like Q-Hub, which we've got in Geelong and in Ballarat, where we're creating, where the trans community is creating environments to help support young trans people and their families. It's a really good program, and I'm really grateful that we've been able to continue to fund it for another 12 months.
That's fantastic. So when did that program get set up?
Got set up a couple of years ago, and it started as a pilot. But you can see when you go and visit and you talk to kids and you talk to their families, just how important it is to have not just that safe space and that place where you feel that you belong, but also understand what resources are there for support. Understand you're not alone. Understand how to be who you are as comfortably as you want to be, but also as safely as you can be. And as well as the additional supports that are given to schools and other organisations to help them also be safe and inclusive spaces as well.
Fantastic. And are there any other key priorities that have come through the equality portfolio in this year's budget, Minister?
Well, call me Vicky. It's continuing the, funding our fabulous events that we have every year, Pride events that we have every year. It's the funding that we will do for, gender and trans and gender diverse peer support programs. It's the work that we're doing in Pride in Ageing. It's continuing our whole platform around how we can support our queer community.
We just had Abe Pulieri from the Greens in the studio, and we were talking about the very delicate balance that has to happen when we do have something like a state budget being handed down. There's the fiscal reality of Victoria being in quite amount of debt. There's the immediate needs that we have on these rather large infrastructure projects, but there's also the immediacy of the support that many in our community need, whether it's in a cost of living crisis or whether it's through support that they might need to receive from services. How do you go about balancing that when you have to make the very difficult decisions about what does and won't get funded in this year's budget?
Well, thankfully, it's a decision that mainly rests with the Treasurer. So that's
thanks, Jack.
My job, my job is to advocate as strongly as I can for the communities that I represent, which is exactly what I do. But we do have we do have a budget that is going into an operating surplus, which I think is important to recognise. But we also, there's multiple levers that are available to government, and there's multiple things that we do, and we do walk and chew gum at the same time. And I've just had a very lovely text from the LGBTI Communities Plus Commissioner, Joe Ball, who has reminded me that suicide prevention programs have also been refunded. Thank you. Thank you, Joe, and Rainbow Door. We've got to create jobs. We've got to create a good public transport so that people can get around. And I think that the investment that we've put in making transport free for those under 18 is really important. And I think it's particularly important for the queer community who do need to move around when they're young to sometimes get the services or find the community that they need to, because it's not necessarily reflected in the suburb or the town that they live in. So there's multiple ways that may not seem immediately evident within the equality portfolio that we can help community, that we can support community, and that we can continue to find that place of safety and those safer overall and inclusive communities that we want to build. It's things like our anti-vilification laws that we've fought really hard to make and that we will continue to promote and help people understand that saying things, acting in a way that is harmful, that makes people feel unsafe, that vilifies who they are, is not acceptable.
Vicky, you mentioned, and it's kind of a running theme of how budgets work, that they're a statement of priorities of the government, and how even in difficult fiscal circumstances, the government can still find the resourcing to fund initiatives like free transport for people under 18 and for seniors. There was a story on the ABC yesterday by one of their young queer women sports reporters, Marnie Vinyl, who wrote about the Office for Women in Sport and Recreation and the Preventing Violence Through Sports grants program that both didn't receive funding in this budget. Now, imagine in your position, you're probably not super stoked about that, but is it sort of difficult to see programs like that lose funding when there still is so much government resourcing going into other areas? Ave, for example, mentioned the funding of a new pit lane at the Formula One. It must be difficult to weigh up those different kinds of programs in this area.
Yeah, I think with the pit lane that was actually funded previously, I think that's something that's not new. But what I think that in terms of the programs that he might have been talking about with the in terms of family violence and sport, they were, from what I understand, they and from remember having previously had the prevention of family violence portfolio, they were. They were not recurrent funding. They were programs that were being put in, and I imagine that there's still evaluation that needs to go on. And there is we do have to evaluate these programs, and we do have to understand what success looks like and the success that we're actually looking for. There is no point putting money into something if we don't know that it is actually changing behaviours and it's changing attitudes. And this is what I think is so important about the work that Respect Victoria is doing in Ballarat with the pilot program they've got there for the, what is not very elegantly called the saturation model, which is working with the Ballarat community and understanding over 4 years how education, how conversation, how even advertising can help shift community attitudes and help shift behaviours when it is absolutely saturated over a four-year period. And what's really important about the work that Respect Victoria is doing is that it will be measured. So we do understand what can be successful. We do understand how we can address particularly some of these unhealthy masculinities that we see that results in violence, aggression, in behaviours that actually restrict other people's way of being.
So this might not be so much the government identifying that that kind of funding for women in sport is not a priority, but it's more this specific program. You want to look at the efficacy of it before you decide whether or not you fund that or perhaps other initiatives in that space.
Well, that's something for the Minister for Women and the Minister for Prevention of Family Violence to work through. But for me as a minister, I do like to see what the evidence is to show that what we're investing in is working, that it does do what you want it to do, so that you can then know that the money you're putting into it is actually going to create the objectives that you want. And I think that it is really important that we evaluate what things do, what they achieve.
Absolutely. Minister, I'm interested to know that we're now almost halfway through this year, and it's been a big year for the equality portfolio. What is coming up for the latter half of this year that we can expect to see?
We can expect to see exactly what we've been doing, which is in continuing to really strengthen the message around equality not being negotiable in this state, that we will not tolerate behaviour that is unsafe for our queer communities, that we will continue to, as we've said with this budget, fund those programs that are important around creating safety, creating healthy communities, creating healthy people. We've still got our grants going out, and there's some terrific work that is going on in terms of how the grants that we've done to help community organisations continue to strengthen what they do and continue to build on what they've got and create even more opportunities for communities to engage, for communities to strengthen, and communities to be even better than what they currently are.
And finally, we've just come off the back of a fairly enormous and seismic federal election. What kind of signals did you pick up from it, especially the ones relevant to Victoria?
The people don't vote for hate. The people don't vote for division. That people want a community that is cohesive. They want a community that is respectful. And they want a community that cares about each other. That when you do try to use vulnerable people for political collateral damage, you're not going to get rewarded for it.
That's a very big message. And lastly, what are you up to on your Saturday today, Mitzna?
I've got homework to do. I'm out. I've got. We have what's called the public estimate committee, where we've got a ministers have to go and do an essentially an oral exam to talk about what happened over the last 12 months and what is happening to what we're going to do with this budget. So I have to go through all of my stuff and remember. Try and remember everything for that in a week or so's time. So that's a lot of reading and refreshing. But of course, tonight I've also got the Pride Awards on at the Melbourne Town Hall, which I'm really looking forward to going to. I haven't been before, so I think it's going to be a huge amount of fun. We had the volunteer celebration at the Pride Centre on Thursday night, which was just amazing. It was so much fun, and the vibe was just fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. I think it'll be fun.
Fantastic. Are you going to be presenting any awards tonight? Anything that you could pretend, any inside scoop that you can offer the listeners, Vicky?
I think I'll be handed an envelope and I will read out whatever is on that envelope.
Just like the Oscars under lock and key until the ceremony.
That's right.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Sorry, before I go, I do want to acknowledge that it is Pan Day of Visibility, and a shout out to all of our members of the Pan community.
Thank you very much for that. And best of luck tonight. Best of luck with your exam. And thank you again, Minister, for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
No worries. Thanks each for your time. Have an awesome afternoon.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Osman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.